Good morning, good evening, good afternoon, wherever you are. My name is John Pepella and I'm going to be your host. This is the Christian Army Podcast. We're very glad to have you back. And today we are going to be talking about mental health awareness. And I'm very glad to have very special people on set today. Some of them are Mungine Mjai Waskia. Probably to ask here for the first time, Leo, but we are sure they have nuggets of wisdom that they want to share with us. So without wasting any more time, I'd like for them to introduce myself, starting from my right.
Hi guys, my name is Doreen, and as always, I'm happy to be here.
Hello everyone, this is Mwangi Kevin, and I'm happy to be here with you guys.
Hello guys, my name is Kipsangok Chebet. Today, we many guests, not your host as usual.
Amazing, amazing. I'm very glad to have you, and you look amazing.
Thank you.
Welcome so much, Kevin.
Thank you.
We're very glad to have you. So today we are going to be talking about mental health, and this is something that is very, I don't know the right word to use, but it's not given the attention that it deserves, especially with the current situation and the times that we are living in. People are suffering. There's a lot of things that people are not talking about. People don't even know. And I just hope that today, some of the things that we are talking about, maybe some of you can relate with, and or your friends can relate with, and go out there and spread the message. Watch out what you are doing. So this brings me to my first question. What do you guys understand by the term mental health awareness?
Okay, so mental health awareness is the ongoing effort to reduce the stigma around mental health and mental health conditions. Yeah.
Thank you. That's amazing. Anyone else? I'm contented.
I'm contented.
Naona Kevin akona kitu ya kusema.
Another definition is perfect, straight to the point.
Thank you so much. So, mental health awareness, tumekubaliana nayo. So, talking of mental health awareness, there's this aspect of mental health. So, it means there's something about mental health that we need to make people aware of. So, this could be disorders. This could be... So, do you guys know of any mental health disorders, any common ones, any types that you're
so like with mental health, we have different types, but the most common mostly is depression and anxiety. Actually, a lot of people do not know that anxiety is a disorder. And also we have PTSD, that is post-traumatic stress disorder. We have OCD, that's obsessive compulsive disorder. So we have a lot of things out here. Even mood disorders it's a form of a mental how will I put it? Unhealth.
Disorder.
Yeah, it's a disorder. So yeah, those are the few I can attest to.
Okay, so it's just the same, just as how Chebeta said it. So these disorders are grouped under, so like the mood disorder, so depression is under the mood disorder. And then we have the anxiety, which is under the anxiety disorder. Also, we have eating disorders, like the binge eating disorder. That's also a mental
anorexia
health.
And bulimia.
Yes.
There's eating disorders.
Yes.
Like you binge eat.
Yes,
the way you binge a movie.
Yes, yes. Binge eat, alafu kuna mwenye anakula after they have eaten, they go and make themselves vomit.
Yeah.
So at some point you get them, they are underweight, they have a problem. And when you try to feed them, even with medically with the IVs and all that stuff, they can even sue you because they don't want to eat.
Yes, and then there is also people who over exercise.
Yeah.
It's also a disorder.
Yeah. So okay.
Yes.
Yeah, once I think I might have that one of exercise.
Oh.
But no, I'm just joking.
What is your goal? What is your goal?
Okay. Thank you so much. The mental. Hey, that one was. Kuna mtu akona shida ya ku exercise. You just wake up, you feel like going to the gym.
You know, like yes. It's because they're not comfortable in their bodies. Yeah, there's a moment. There was a time I was talking to my friend. I was talking to my friend. I have to do like 100 sit-ups, I have to do press-ups, I have to run and all those, because I wanted to keep fit. There was something that was in my head. And then kuna ule obvious, I'm a body shamer, so they want to like lose weight, because one of the things we've come to realize, these disorders not just come from nothing, especially when it comes to body shaming. Someone will come and tell you, hey, John, may add weight, not in a good way. There is a way they put it, it's such a way that they are bullying you. So you feel that urge to like, hey, lazima ni kaje kilo, you know. You are in the gym in the morning, uko gym sasa lunchtime, uko gym asubuhi, every single time. Umekuwa obsessed because you're not comfortable in your skin. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. So you've talked about eating disorders, you've talked about going to the gym. I wish I had that one, honestly. I wish I had that one.
Yeah, no, too much of something is poison.
Yeah.
I agree 100%. So what are the, like you said, the most common ones are the depression and anxiety.
Yeah, we have depression, we have anxiety.
We have OCD, which is not very common, but it's
no,
there.
Actually, it's not that it is not common. It is because some people do not even take, they do not see it as a problem.
Exactly. You so know? that's what's bringing me to the next question. What are the signs that can make you understand that hii ni shida, si kitu normal? Kitu gani unezaona hii ni kama ni flag? I don't want to call it a red flag.
It's a red flag, actually. just be honest. Huh? We are doing an awareness.
Ni kitu gani utasema this is a red flag, this is not okay. Isn't it signs that some common mental health disorders?
Okay. Let me talk from my own story. So in 2015, after I got sick, because of everything that I was going through, you're going through pain, you cannot eat. I used to sleep for like 1 hour a day. So like anytime when you watch analala, no wanangorota mini kwanashika when you wanaota and all that stuff. So to a point that I got depressed. So, and if you've listened to my story, you know that hiyo ni ile wakati nilikuwa nimesema nilikuwa nimejipatia timeline. So I did not know that it was depression until like I went for, it was a self-help group and they were just talking about it. You see someone like, okay, for a person like me, I do makeup. And then like at that point, I stopped like even hata kuosha uso ingeka, sikukuwa na hiyo haraka. I could just like wake up. The first thing I find is what I'll wear. So I remember there was a time I was wearing, nilikuwa navaa, unanipata nimevaa trouser ya purple na top ya orange. So there's that like deteriorating like self-care. You do not care about what happens. There's also like someone cries all the time. It's not just because they want to cry, but it's because they're feeling emotionally overwhelmed. We have things like another person will sleep day and night. Usiku analala, not because they like it, but because they're feeling overwhelmed, and that's the only way they can, like they feel, in that moment, they feel they are very relaxed. Okay, obviously, ukilala, things in Aisha. Alafu kuna mwingine, they will not sleep. So for me, actually, I don't sleep when I am in a very bad mental state. Kuna mtu mwenye yeye atapenda kukula. Atakula tu. They binge eat like
stress eating.
Alafu kuna mwingine anakuwa too talkative. Anaongea sana na kuna mwenye ananyamaza. Alafu other people including me resort to using alcohol. Because alcohol, I think there's a way it numbs your pain, it numbs your like your stress, but
for a while.
Yeah, for a while.
It takes your attention away.
Like, you know, so unajua nimelewa. Asubuhi naamka niko na ngova natoa look. Ninaendelea kulewa. So most of the time, other people will resort to using drugs because if I take weed, I feel high. I'm happy. You see. So I think those are what I know. I know.
Kuna common signs zenye unaweza kuwa unajua.
So I think the ones you can see that it's coming pole. For example, in social situations you don't want to interact with people, you want to stay alone. So unapata kuna social awkwardness when it comes to people, you overthink. in situations that you're not supposed to overthink, unajipata you overthinking. Concentration levels pia nimeona it can be a contributing factor, meaning you cannot even concentrate on maybe reading a single page. It's just difficult. Paragraph at aisha before you finish it, you already your mind imeenda something else. So I think that those are the ones nimeona. Although most common neo depression, feeling low all the time, you don't want to do anything, you have no motivation for anything. Yeah, I think that one pia nimeona ikikosa, but we'll hear from the expert.
Yeah, that's very true. That's very true. Watu wenye wanakuanga na hizi shida, most of the time they usually withdraw. Yani, hata sometimes ni mtu mwenye alikuwa mnakutana naye, you talk, but anafika mahali ana withdraw. And alafu kuna mwenye atakuwa extra talkative.
Yeah.
But sasa is because he's hiding something in the inside. So these signs always vary from person to person.
I agree with all those. Also, like kuna watu wenye watakuwa na excessive anger issues, wanakuwa hostile, and then also there are some people wenye wataanza kukuwa na suicidal thoughts.
Suicidal, my friend, unaandika eulogy.
I did that. I wrote a eulogy. That was last year. So post losing mom, I came to Nairobi and I was staying here for a while. But funny enough, I did not come to church because I was feeling like God was so far from me. So that it also leads to faithlessness. And so this night, napigiwa simu, I think, ananambiwa Sarah amepass. So that was the third person I was losing in a week. Watch and sasa sijongezea mom. So at that point, that night I was like, I mean, inakufa sasa hata sifiki kesho asubuhi. Akili, because okay, the brain is something very foolish and can be like manipulated at any time. So there's a wine and spirit hapo niliana nikachukua Caprice 1 liter and like ninalia na ninakunywa. So like the next day I did not die. What I did was to go to Mombasa for like 4 days just to go and like unajua unataka hiyo time to reflect on everything. And I think what brought me out was like this guy Akokwa Beach, I never got his name, I never got his number, and unfortunately I went back to Mombasa na sikumpata. So he told me unakaa mwenye kukua na uchungu. I was like, okay, sawa. I think I poured out to that guy more than I've ever done to anyone because I knew huyu hata sitaimpata tena.
Maana ukumpata wakati ulirudi.
Maana sikumpata. I just wanted to tell him thank you. Because there was something, like, there's a way someone will look at you and motivate you and you're like, okay, I mean, you know, this is the first time and he's able to tell what I'm going through and yet my family cannot see what I'm going through. So I thank God that for that guy because I was losing it, literally.
By the way, on thinking, it's really, really powerful what your mind can do. Jumiona, ushaisikia the effect that I was telling you about where mtu anaweza convince that amepona na anapona through being given a dummy drug. So that means that even someone can convince themselves they are dying and they actually die.
Yeah.
Because it's all about the mind. If mtu anaombewa na anaamini na anapona, and so you can also convince yourself otherwise and went in that particular direction. So positive thinking is something that people really need to take more seriously. It works and it helps and it can have a big effect on you.
But you know the problem even with positive thinking, Kevin, I might have a positive thinking. Let's say with bullying, what goes on these days is cyberbullying and all that. So you're feeling you're so positive about yourself, you're starting to say, oh, you know, I love myself the way I am. And then you go back to social media and you get bullied again. So it becomes a trigger. So I think apart from knowing, like being a positive person, you should also know your triggers. If you know this thing is going to trigger me,
stay away.
If you know, like, I went through bullying on social media and I am not yet ready to go back to that, stay away from social media. High time, I'm out. So just learn your triggers. Apart from being positive, learn your triggers.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, that's true. And also, Pierre, understanding that most people bully people online, they are doing it because they're angry about themselves.
Yeah.
It is just about something they are talking about their own life, and so they take their anger on anybody on social media.
That's true.
So they...
It's not about you, it's about them.
Them, exactly. So you just don't care.
But you know, kuna mtu mwenye hawezi, like, ata yomu mwambio akwe positive aje, they will not.
Now, the best thing about being positive, you can have positivity through your faith in God. So that, you know, just ujichochi, things are going to be well. Not just unless ujichocha, but if God is involved, at least, you know, it's he's reliable.
Yeah.
And so if you have faith, you say, I have faith in God. You're not just ujichochi with just your words. You know that that faith can actually produce something. And indeed, you cannot believe in God and then he lets you down.
No, but funny Amen. Enough, like last year, what I was going through, yes, I will not, okay, see I could be shorter, but I have seen my faith journey, and I could say last year I was at a point where I was at my highest, but at that point, like, you're losing people, until now you're losing, like, when they're dying, a bit of your faith is going, you know, and unfortunately for my mom, what happened, I think, with my mom, it is a Sunday, and I made to prepare water, like, you know, she was the last one to leave home because she was not going to church. But now that morning, she was like, she was happy and was telling me, oh, you look so beautiful. If your dad would have seen you right now, he'd have been proud. And then she sees my nephew and my niece, and she's just like, oh, you guys look perfect. You know, when you come back home, there'll be food. And she goes, she does not come back. It's a Sunday. For me, I think what happened was, why was God so far away on a Sunday? So I lost mom, a piece of my faith went. I lost my three friends, so those are three pieces of faith. I lost my sister-in-law in Endelea Kudidimia. By the time it got to October, and now I'm losing my paternal cousin, actually almost my age. I'll pick up on me to make a sema, pa, me, I've given up on God. Because at that point, you're feeling like God is so far from you. And I was like, okay, unamaliza kwa kina mam, unakuja kwa kina dad. Like, it became so heavy on me. And as much as I had faith, as much as I knew God was doing what is best for him, at that point I was just like mad at God.
So life circumstances can influence how we think about, about life and about other things.
Mm-hmm. But still God remains God.
Actually, you pick up yourself when you get the right, I think after I spoke out, I got a counselor, a therapist, and so the first time I went, nearly beba and kachifina, and I came with all of them were wet because I was just a mess. By the fourth therapy session, my therapist was like, oh, I like the change, because at least, you know, you've been given tips on how to manage yourself. I think I started journaling more, I was writing, I was doing that, and I was trying to find spaces where I am not alone, because I realized when I'm alone, unafikiria sana.
Okay. So that's amazing, you guys. Pastor, you are very.
He has good insights.
Yes, good insights.
Good insights. And you know the way he mashups like things with Christianity, like the placebo effect. I was reading about placebo for lupus, and then he comes with it like placebo for your faith. And I was like, ah, God, there's something you're talking about here.
Yeah, amazing. So you're talking about depression, and we understand this is something that is affecting Ujana Sana Sai.
Yeah.
I don't know. What do you think is the reason it affects most young people today, this depression?
What happens is, I think the youths are not finding a safe place to talk out. You know, Sazingenam, you go and tell your parents whatever you're going through, and then the next time mama wachama anakuja unasikia mama yako anasema shida yako, you know, it keeps you away from your parents. You feel like you cannot talk to your parents, and then at that point you're like, no adult is reliable, so you cannot talk to your teachers. And then in Africa, I think we've not addressed, like, it is okay to see a therapist. That is a problem. We've not addressed that. You know, sometimes it's hard. And because you feel like you cannot talk to your parent, a therapist is someone when you're utamwana, and they are bound by law to not reveal whatever goes on in that office unless you're planning suicide or you're planning to kill someone. But out of that, a therapist, I think for me, a therapist is a very safe place for the youths to go through. Watch out what walimu wa guidance counseling goes. Teachers of guiding and counseling, they're just like your parents. Wanamaliza hapo guiding and counseling, wanaenda staff room, wanasema shida yako.
But again, you can find it's not all about kusema. Sometimes these parents, they don't relate to the things that you're going through. So anaweza kosa kusema, but kuna venye tu hiyo help haizi kusaidia. So it's not kila time ataenda aseme huko nje, but anaweza tu shindwa kukusaidia, yani because I understand kitu na go through as a young person right now. So inakuwa very hard ku share out na with your parents, so you're guiding and counseling people. But therapist, we need to talk on experience.
Mm-hmm.
So as na agree na kila kitu unasema, it's only that nasema si ati usiogope kwa sababu unafikiri ataenda kuseme kwa mama wa chama. Anaweza kosa kukusema, but sometimes they don't understand because our relate wako, they wish the best for us, they want the best for us, but in a fika point
hawezi. But you know, a problem shared is a problem half solved.
Yeah,
itakuwa imekutolea ile like uzito ya yenye ulikuwa unabeba. At least you know, and nimesema it's way like it's not weighing me down anymore.
Yeah.
And then because you know your parent will not help you, okay, you go maybe your sister, your brother.
Exactly.
If you feel like your parent is not like a person you can talk to, there's a way you can just tell them, dad, I'm a mom, I am not in a good mental space and I feel like you will not be able to help me, can I please see a therapist?
Yeah,
so
I
think
we should address like
our parents. But that's true. I think with our parents, the issue is also expectations.
Yeah.
This is your mom, this is your dad, and I expect some things from you. So the problem mostly with depression is the world is full of so much lies and fakeness, especially on social media.
Mm-hmm.
And then depression is a hidden disease. When someone comes and akuongelesha is smiling, you can't know huyo mtu akirudi kwa nyumba they are crying and all that.
Yeah.
And so the number one reason might be that people are not talking about is also there is some kind of stigma towards nani anakuanga na depression. So maybe people might look at you as someone weak. Yeah. So because of that, kuna hiyo stigma, so people might keep quiet. And also because of the fakeness that's around, people can assume that once you see them post picture on social media, it looks happy. You assume they are living their best life. They have no problems. You're the only one who has problems. So the first, for young people, especially in your peer pressure that comes with seeing your friends be in a particular situation, na wewe haujafika hapo. It can be through, number one, money. Everyone is flossing, you don't have it. It can be also through marriage. Again, we discover that we are itua rorashio, we are mekuita rorashio, we are mekuita all of them. Now you're still looking. Exactly. So there's also that. So a lot of peer pressure contributes to that. Second thing is expectations on our own self.
Yeah.
We used to tell each other that, by this age, I'll have this.
I used to say, by 21, I was to finish campus. By 25, nilikuwa nikuwa nimezaa last born. By 30, I would be traveling the world. Like, yay. And already I have business, I have money. Now it's time to travel at that 30. I am still in my parents' house.
Yeah, that's very true. I usually say your biggest enemy sometimes is usually your expectations.
Yeah.
And the things that you placed upon yourself, you have to achieve. In a figure point, how do you achieve? Because niko sure, at you say many, kuna vitu mshai sema uta achieve at some certain age na huku achieve. Hata mimi. Nakumbuka tukiwa tunamaliza, before tumaliza high school, tulikuwa tunajiambia, nitakuja kuclear na gari. Walai, tulikuwa tunajiambia hivyo, nitakuja kuclear na gari.
Mm-hmm.
Sikia kuclear? Hey, kalesa kutokea town. Kwanza shule yetu ilikuwa mbali sana na town. Tulikutana town, tukatembea mpaka shule. Anyway, sisi tulipiga kalesa. So sometimes the expectations, when you leave them unchecked, they can be your biggest enemy, they can be your biggest downfall. So that's, I agree with you 100%. Many of the reasons you can...
Yeah, so something that I've also discovered with myself is nobody ever taught me how to deal with failure. Like when you start something, it fails. Mm-hmm. When you had expectation, it fails. How do you deal with that? And I notice sometimes you can be so hard on yourself. Like, iki tu, I wanted to succeed. It has not succeeded. Am I a stupid person? Mm-hmm. Why can't I achieve this? My friends have already done it. Look at people there. Mm-hmm. So I think dealing with failure is a topic that most people don't really explore because of that concept of the things you don't know, you don't know. So most people assume they don't know, but there are things they don't know. And so the way she said, counseling is very important.
But I think, you know, like it was ingrained in us. The people born actually, let's say the 90s people, 90s, 80s people, there was a way like unge perform vibaya mzee anakuta anakutandika na umechapwa shule. So for you, failing was not an option. So I think that is why it's very hard to like come into like realization that some things sometimes fail. We have no way that we are to accept failure, you know. And at some point, I think it's like because some people are excelling, you feel like you're failing. Huh? Nilikuwa na class moja na wewe, and I'm seeing you're getting the cash, and I'm here unemployed. So, because I was not taught how to deal with failure, it was not ingrained in me, it becomes now a problem with myself because I am seeing things, I am imagining things. I don't know how to imagine, oh, they have the connections, they have the stuff, but still, unaona yeye kwa nini alinipita. I used to have that. There was a person alikuwa akinishinda kwa darasa, inamaanisha I had to work 2 times extra. So for me, failure was not an option. And at some point, it started becoming a hindrance for me.
I agree with you. That concept, by the way, failure is not an option, can be helpful until a certain point.
Yeah.
It's very helpful until a certain point. And again, it's ingrained in you. Uko kitambo ulikuwa, you can't fail.
You can't.
And at the same time, we cannot play blame games forever. Tuwezi sema, I'm like this because nilibumbwa hivi. Let's try to work ourselves out of that concept so that tusiseme ni juu wazazi wetu walituambia we can never fail. So we just have to, you see, let's try to tusishinde tukisema hivyo. Tuseme ni ilikuwa hivyo tangu kitambo. Let's try to change the norms for the better. Kwa sababu tunaona, this is the reasons why we are getting into depression. This is the reasons we are getting into problems. Kuna Bishop alikuwa anapenda kutuambia sana siku moja, if something is out of your control, why worry about it? It's out of your control. You cannot help it. Just leave it happen the way it is. Because mtu mwenye akona grand plan about everything, ako huko
juu.
Na sasa kama imekushinda, wewe achana nayo. Yeye mwenyewe anajua. Karibu sana Dori. Umekaa bila kuongea, najua ile wisdom
unataka kupata. Ametulia. I was just getting insights from you guys.
Expert anakuja wa Bosho.
Apana, I have loved the points that you guys mumesema, bring up. Me, I just wanted to add on. Another cause of depression inaweza kuwa relationships for most of us youths.
Like, how did that go over you?
Unaingia
into
a relationship with a lot of expectations and then break up and you want to kill yourself.
Unalia.
You're trying the whole month, you want to kill yourself. I think that one is mainly, especially after high school, campus actually.
Actually, squeeze at a high school, you find the cases of kids wanna because of someone, my girlfriend is dating someone, and so you go and kill that, you go and stab that someone. There was an incident, by the way. Another, a boy, I think, killed the, stabbed the boy and stabbed the girl.
There was another one, there was a girl from KU, I remember. He was not even a boyfriend. This was a old man, old, very old man.
Babas.
He traveled from here. Traveled from here to Eldoret with a shocker. Wow. You heard of that thing? Yeah. Kamkatakata.
I think there's this, it becomes more of a possessive thing. Like, you feel like you possess that person. Amekuwa your property. They're not your partner anymore. So you, when it gets to that point where you're going to kill someone, I think you're becoming obsessed with that person. So I think we should sometimes pray about the people we are dating, or pray about the person you want to date. There's this podcast in it, Dear Future Wifey, and I was watching it. They had like an all-star team coming. So and that the person, she's called Pastor Carrie, I think. Yeah, she was saying, before you get into a relationship, right, just like God is in a relationship with the church, and you already know the characteristics of God, as you're going to look for that person, make sure they possess some characteristics of God. Because if it's someone who has a characteristic of God, they will not end up hurting you, rather they will end up loving you more. And because you prayed for that person was custom made for you.
Problem with modern day human, they date based on appearance. Not, they discover the personality later.
Personality to take job, but again, in addition to that, because I agree with everything that you said, I don't know how can I say it nice, because I'm semi relationship, it's not all about your like usichukue that serious to the point of you think your life depends on that person, like your essence depends on that person. find your own happiness, because ukijibuild mwenyewe happiness yako itakuwa dependent on the fact that huyu mtu ananipenda ama hapana. Inafika point anakuacha, you want to kill yourself. I mean, it's, I don't know. Sijinda sema
anza. And then love, watu wajipende. Love yourself first. You want to love yourself before this other person loves you. Usiingie kwa relationship when you're not confident about yourself. You'll be looking for validations from this person. You know, you want to please this person so that this person can help, can feel proud of you or something. I think people should really love themselves before they get into relationships.
That is why I'm saying pray about that person first. Before, you know, like most of the time, umeomba umesema baba nisaidie hivi, and then I see, like, maybe I see Kevin for example, and I'm saying, oh God, this one is the one. Not putting it in mind that I have to wait for God to give me a yes or a no, and I enter into that relationship thinking this is my person just because I was feeling like I am growing old about it. And no, like, build yourself before, as you said, build yourself before you get into a relationship. Someone was saying, okay, still on the podcast, there was a guy who was saying, I want a feminine woman. And Pastor Kelly was saying, before that woman becomes, before you go and say, oh, I'll become a feminine woman when I am with my special person, my other person, you have to practice first being feminine, knowing that as a female, you are built from that man. You have to respect him. You have to, like, submit, and also remember that whatever he gives you, you're supposed to double it because you prayed about that person. That person was custom made for me. So I'd get to a point where I am very comfortable. At akitoka aende job, I know I don't need to come and go through his phone. I know, like, he's faithful. I know he's a man who knows the word. I know he's a man who is disciplined to himself, who knows about God, and who will keep himself holy. So, yeah, when you read about it, it's really easy.
You've touched on God, and then I remembered, like, you should enter into a relationship after you already have a relationship with God. Go into that marriage or that person when you have already established a relationship with God.
Yeah.
Because if you've established a relationship with God, you will know, even in that relationship, you'll start, that relationship will be, what do we say, ordained by God.
Yeah.
And then you will know all the way, like, God is going to guide that relationship.
Yeah.
Amen, Pastor.
But yeah, they said it. Build a relationship with God such that when that person comes, he has to first go through God to get to you. And when when we did the podcast about marriage, love, and dating, we were talking about it. You have to look, if you're a Christian, it will be really easy for you if you date another Christian, and not just because they are Christian. You know, there is a difference between being a Christian and being a spiritual and godly person. This person is spiritual. This person knows God. Even if they don't come to church, you know, I am very comfortable with my special person, wherever he is, because, you know, already we pray together in the house, we read together, and God is the guide and light
but
of our marriage.
In church.
Unapata ule wa kanisa afadhali wa nje.
Okay. Before we digress, you know, I'm in a relationship. Mutaenda mkiendanga mfike marriage. Kwa relationship, no, not we have two experts.
Actually, you should
people can rely on.
I think we had done a podcast on love, marriage, love, dating, whatever. Okay, so we have a chapter of season 1 and season 2
about dating.
So
and we have this expert was there, by the way. She has a lot of content.
And you are the expert.
But I was just sitting, chilling, listening to her and Bush talk about
relationship. Relationship is a wide topic.
Yeah, let's come back to mental health awareness.
Okay, we are back.
So, my next question, because, you know, when something is rampant, most of the time people usually have things that are false about it, and the things that are the gospel truth about it. So, like, in mental health awareness, one thing that I know that is a fact is that it's not bad to be depressed. You don't, it's sick to be nimbaya.
Hata Jeremiah alikuwa depressed.
Jeremiah,
yes.
Alikuwa depressed. That was a depressed guy.
He was depressed.
So there are facts about mental health awareness, and there are also things that are false about about mental health awareness. Yani kuna facts na kuna fallacies. Kuna myths. So I don't know how many facts can you spit out there? How many myths do you know?
When it comes to facts about depression, okay, let me just
talk about depression about whatever.
Most of the people think that depression is not real. Depression is something that you make out of your mind. Depression, how will I put it?
Sometimes people just make up depression.
No, people don't make up depression.
I think we are gonna talk about that because honestly, people usually.
I'm coming to your point. You see, when it comes to depression, mostly for you to get to a certain place, you have to have gone through something. I feel like what we're failing to address is depression is real.
That's a fact. Depression is real.
Fact is depression. Is real. It's not something you make up. Okay, unajua kuna mtu mwingine anakuambia, "I am depressed." How will you know you're depressed? Even a depressed person does not know that they are depressed. They have to be clinically diagnosed. But okay, for a person that has read about depression, they will feel that you're having something wrong, and they will refer you to someone. They have also said another myth is depression is for weak people. Even the strong, even the godly get depression. Like Jeremiah. Jeremiah was a prophet of God, but he went through depression. How many pastors are in the church yet they are depressed? Osoma vizuri. Because I think at some point there's some things that will open you up. And you like to depression. We have like our kids in school, just because they cannot perform well, you know, kuna mwanafunzi mwenye akona shida, akona dyslexia. And because as a parent, you have not identified that you're pushing your child so much, not knowing they have a learning disability. And that child ends up being depressed. It is something real. They already know my parent expects this, and yet I cannot make it. I have a problem, and yet I cannot tell my teacher I cannot read. So that pushes them to a point where it is like wamefika kwa ukuta. So you get kids getting depression. Kuna venye hata wewe unaweza kuwa unaongelesha mtoto yako, you talk to your child until saa zingine mtoto wako anakuuliza, "Mama, kwa sho unanipenda? Daddy, mimi ni mtoto wako." Start questioning yourself if your child, like now, let's leave the teenagers and what these are. I'm talking about a child of 4 to 6 years. The kids will just tell you, "Mami, unanipenda," just because of the words. Because you're a broken person, you did not go through therapy. Now you're projecting your pain, your depression to that child. And then now you end up, it becomes, you just say, family yetu tunakuanga na depression. It's not that your family has depression. It is just because you have refused to look for help. You're already broken. And that is why most of the people will say, I am trying so hard to break the generational depression. It ends with me. Because one, you have to agree that therapy helps. That is another point. Wanasemanga therapy is for the weak. Who said? Even a therapist herself or himself will have to go and see another therapist, because they're human. We're human. Our minds are very malleable. We can. Na just nimepata part of depression kwa sababu nimesikia story yako sasa inaniuma. Na shangana.
So exactly, that's what she was talking about, because that's not depression.
But no, it becomes okay. See, like now a psychologist. Let me take this. A therapist. Mimi nimekuja nimekwambia. Kevin amekuja amekwambia, Doreen amekuja amekwambia. At the end of the day, you go home, you're thinking.
You're just not in a good mental state.
You're not in a good mental state. So it's not like it is. See, at ni kitu wenye unajiekelea. At some point, people's troubles will also give you depression.
Okay.
They say, we normally say that we are neither mentally ill nor mentally healthy.
Yes, sour. Yes. I'm not mentally ill.
Yes, all of us. We are neither mentally ill nor mentally
healthy. I'm okay.
Yes. The difference is that degree. Now the intense or the, what will I say it? when it becomes too much, when it becomes too much for you now, that's when you now fall into depression, you start having anxiety. But all of us go to hapo katikati, because sometimes you feel sad about something, sometimes maybe, because you see, there are some people also lose their loved ones and then they don't fall into depression, and there are others who fall into depression. I think it also depends on how we take it.
Processing grief is very different.
We can be
siblings different. And yet the way I am processing my grief and the way you're processing your grief is very different. And they say there's no proper way to grief. Kuna mwenye ata grief 6 months and it's done. Kuna mwenye ata grief for the rest of their lives. It is okay. Let people grieve the way they want to grieve. Ni kama sasa nyi mtu anakuja mtu wako amekufa alafu anakuambia tulia tulia. Let that person cry so that inatoka.
But that was just an example.
Ile kujifungia. I know, I'm just addressing it. It's one thing that leads to either PTSD or depression.
Yeah, sure. Most people fall into depression because of they have lost their loved ones, mm-hmm. and then they stop coming to church because they blame God that God has taken their loved ones. They could have saved their loved ones. So it's really a major thing that has driven a lot of youths away from church, that has driven a lot of youths into depression, into substance abuse. They're like, born in the church, God has not come through for me. You know, yeah. They start questioning God, they start accusing God, they start throwing words at, you know, God. But you see, even the fact that God has good plans for all of us, and you see, to soil we came, to soil we came from, and we'll all go back through. Yes,
but you know, also grief does not mean just the loss of someone. There is grief that is associated with your health. There is grief that is associated with loss of your job.
Yes, like, now I was talking about the loss of your loved one.
But also the grief of loss of your health, of loss of your job, can also drive you to depression.
Those are also other points. So
we're talking about facts about mental health disorders, actually.
Yes, that's what we were talking about. So I think
for those who thought that we got to be talking in jail and we are still in the line,
the real thing that has associated to our mental health. Grief.
Thank you.
grief is one of the things that drive you to depression or to PTSD. So, like, as much as we're trying to say, it's all mental health awareness.
So I think majority of the people, misconceptions that are there, that anyone who's with a mental disorder ni mtu kichwa yake ni mbaya. Those people are madhari. So people assume if you're mentally issue a mental disorder, you belong in madhari, when you're cheesy and all that. It's very, very hard to convince, especially an African mother, I'm African parents, to pay for you for therapy. Very, very difficult. Mwenye atakwambia kuja ukae hapa.
Stay calm. Actually,
mzazi atakupeleka kwa pastor.
Atakwambia yeye anajua pastor fanya kufanyia free.
Alafu pastor
anamwambia,
"Ima."
Exactly. So I think there's a misconception that mental disorder is only for mad people, and people who are living in a sane life cannot be affected by that. So I think the major thing that may appear affecting people with mental disorder is learning to deal with circumstances that maybe they didn't expect, the way she has said. Or one day you wake up and you're told you have cancer. The people are not willing to deal with that. One day you wake up, you started a business for 10 years, imeanguka yote. COVID imechota everything. You woke up, you thought you were financially free, bank imekuja kuchota. So I think the way people approach circumstances can also, that rejection can cause a mental disorder. I've seen cases where people are in mental hospitals because they are in rejection because of maybe an accident. You show an accident where you are playing and you hit someone and then they fall on the ground and die. So unapata mtu ana reject that, no, they couldn't have killed someone, and so they go through a process of a mental hospital and they create this other story because of that. So I think people need to understand that circumstances can occur, that indeed God does everything for good, that sometimes things may look bad but they are not there to kill you.
they're there to help you. So whatever circumstance that comes, people should learn to accept it. And because the acceptance stage is a difficult part. If it's a funeral, somebody cannot really accept that this person is gone. Mm-hmm. Yeah, if it's a job loss, they cannot really accept. So acceptance that circumstances happen, that through that, still good can come. Like there's a period of night, but day comes in the morning. So people need to have that mentality, which can help them to face mental disorders.
Thank you.
Another misconception, as you're talking, I remember another misconception is, mental disorder can affect all ages. It can affect even a 4-year-old, a 16-year-old, a 40-year-old, a 60-year-old. Tuache tu kufikiria, like, mental health is for a certain age group.
And also
gender. Mental health, yes, and all genders. Kwanza, we keep saying that depression does not affect men.
You keep saying?
Nikipata depression, nitajitibu. It's a lie. Utajuaje kwanza uko na depression?
Mwanaume unavumilia.
Yes, wewe wanasema hivyo, mwanaume ni kuvumilia. And they are falling into depression. They are like, yeah. but you guys should seek help if it's there.
Yeah, exactly.
See, most of men, because they don't want to say that they are depressed, they go into substance abuse. They start drinking too much, and then now it becomes like another disorder again. You know, you
I read somewhere I was reading about these disorders recently, and like alcohol, there's a disorder associated with using alcohol, and so like a mental state can lead you to another disorder of, again, obsessed with alcohol, and you can't just stop because of something. I don't know.
Yeah, substance abuse.
See, alcohol pekee yake, hata gambling.
Yeah, gambling.
Mtu amebet na school fees.
A story. There was a certain guy alipatiwa school fees 30,000. So he decided he 30,000 because akaona hii team imepatiwa odd ya 1 point something. So it in almost double. So both teams ilikuwa zina double hiyo pesa. So akasema, let me do this. Niteka huku 10,000. Niweke huku 10,000. Kuna hesabu tu alipiga yenye either team ikishinda bado atapata do, and then zika draw.
Wow.
And then zika draw. So hiyo pesa ikaenda hivyo. So sometimes gambling actually vitu ziko huku nje mingi sana. So especially nimeongelea about your gender, wanaume.
But wanaume wanaumia.
They need to be aware of this thing kabisa. Because wanaume wanakuanga like depression, mimi na unapataje depression. Mwanaume unapataje depression. But unafam jui, it's something that cuts across both genders, cuts across both ages.
You know, there is stigma. And there's this thing we have built that men are strong. So we expect, okay, whatever is like in the expectation of the world, is this person, he's supposed to be strong mentally, he's supposed to be strong physically, he's supposed to be strong emotionally, he's supposed to be strong spiritually, which actually is not true. Any person is like, any person can get depressed, any person can get PTSD. And I know most of the time, sisi wanawake ni chiriku. That is why you find like women are people. Like, there's a number of men who, like, the highest number of people with depression actually is men. They don't talk out. But now, I know, like,
it's women.
No,
statistics say it's
women. Because, you know, the statistics, because when I talk about hospitality, that person cannot go to the hospital.
But then, wanaume, we're not contributing to the statistics. Okay, we're not saying, I'm
niko sawa. So that's the problem. But no, we're not creating a safe space for the men and the boys. We expecting you not even ask that person, how was your day? You're not letting that person be vulnerable with you. You're his special person. Give him that support that he needs. Watch akwa chiriko kila saa. Listen to him. Akwa vulnerable hiyo siku akuje umpikie vizuri umsikize.
Unafanya hivyo,
speak it.
But no, it's true. Like I know, like, okay, I even know that if today I start dating, there are some times mimi nitakuwa chiriko. na, because I expect you to like be there for me na kuza na wewe mbe unajua nilifanya hii not feeling okay. I have not asked you one, how was work? Labda siku uligombana na boss or you were laid off of job ama ni pesa ume aije ama ni pesa haujelipwa na bado unajua hapa kuna rent, kuna food, kuna staff. Huyu mwanamke wako bado anataka kusukwa kusongwa nywele na kupati time muongele hiyo story. So let us create a safe space for our boy children and for our husbands and our spouses to be.
Thank you so much. And please, I hope you walk the talk because I'm going
to let us pray for that person to come and then we will walk the talk.
Okay, so
yes.
Doreen, nilikuwa nataka kuchangia whatever you're saying.
Nilikuwa na swali. Sasa hiyo point yenye tunasema, we expect men to be leaders, to be spiritual, to be spiritual leaders, to be providers. Lakini Bible inasema aje about men?
In a sermon, you need to enlighten us.
See, I'm asking a question.
Teach us. Enlighten us.
No, you know, I'm
man. You know, yes, like you said, Jeremiah was a leader. Jeremiah was a spiritual guy. He was a strong guy. Yeah.
The Bible has put this title on men. They are supposed to be leaders.
Being a leader doesn't mean you don't have
weakness. No, you have a weakness.
It doesn't mean you're not vulnerable.
We have not refused that they are leaders. Now listen, we have not refused that they are leaders. No. But you were made from his rib, which is on his side. Be his support. You are made to be his helper.
Yeah.
Now you have to help him. Umusaidio spiritually, umuombe.
And also to add on that, it's not only women that wanachangia you wanaume kukua, not like that. Hata sisi, sometimes we should talk to our friends as men. Talk to your friend. Because mimi, most of my friends, ukimuliza venye yako, like ile tu legit, you want to know venye mtu anaendelea. They feel like, umse, hizi ni gani umeanza mana. Sinilikuambia niko poa. So you need to kuwa too honest na mtu mwambie venye uko. Na we pia kuwa intentional wakati you just have a relationship with your friend as a man.
That is what I'm saying. Mm. You have no safe space. But it also starts from like the upbringing at home. Mm. Unaonanga like for the girls unajua kuna kwanga na usifanye hii utaumiza sijui nini. But for the girls you're given that safe space. But for the boy because you're expecting him to be a leader, you're expecting him to be that strong person, you're expecting him to be molded in a certain way. So we tend to create a place that is not safe, a place because already nimeku condition John, you know you're not supposed to cry, you're not supposed to tell your problems, you're already conditioned in your mind. So ata ukipata based because you're conditioned in your mind that you cannot talk out, then you will not talk out. Utakufa kimwanaume hiyo siku.
Yeah, so because of time I want us to rush through one just one question that imekuja kwa akili yangu because alikuwa anaongelea about it mwanzo, then you said we'll talk about it because we've understood kuna mental disorders, kuna eating disorder, kuna mtu alikuwa anasema kuna disorder ya kuwa extremely happy.
Yeah.
You're just extremely happy. So it's a disorder. So you find kuna time enye we misuse these things. Well, I say, wazee leo niko depressed, especially madem. Niaje, leo nimekuwa depressed the whole day. You know, so kuna line enye tunaweza sema, ukikross.
Atasema, leo niko depressed. Kesho tuna event na sina nguo.
Exactly. Yani ni vitu, unaona, ni kama hawaelewi. So kuna line enye mtu anaweza sema, hapa sasa imefika depression, ama hapa imefika eating disorder because mi kwenye natoka ile side ya Kenya yenye natoka
sijui
maybe tuko na hiyo hiyo ni me, but what's the line?
Okay, you will never actually know when you're depressed. It takes another person to know that you're depressed.
So that's why I'm asking line so that nikiona nasema tu jamaa
can depression be linked also to time? Like, let's say you've lost a loved one and you're grieving.
to this loved one. So let's say you wake up and the whole day you're gloomy. So can we put a time frame and say, if you're gloomy for more than a month or two or three, yeah. Now it can turn into depression.
Depression comes, it's a mood disorder actually. So moodsia koto ziko everywhere. Some people, as I said, they will be very violent. Some people will be very quiet. Some people will be very angry. Hata venye anakuongelesha, kuna mtu atakuwa anataka noise. So for some person, their depression can manifest in 3 months, 1 to 3 months after the loss. And for another person, it will manifest later. And then later is when their depression starts manifesting. So there are things you will start seeing in a person. You know, like as I said, kuna vitu zitakuwa zimeambatana mingi. You see the changes they have, like they're not taking care of themselves. Someone is eating too much. Someone is crying too much. You know, there are some things you will see, and because already you're a mental awareness advocate, you will know, and you're able to say this person is not in a good mental space,
yeah.
And I can be of help if you want to nimulipia therapy, ama you can just refer them. Some hospitals have free counseling services, so it you will not. What are you mean to say? I don't know if you're depressed. Boyfriend, I'm going to pick you up. That's a lie. You're not depressed.
What can we just say?
What una jida?
For me, the way I've seen it, out of people I've seen that I'm depressed, one thing, they start isolating themselves. They don't have friends. So you'll realize that you are no longer wanting to be with your friends.
Mm.
You're not interested in your friends. You used to be interested in doing activities, doing your job, got what, you are no longer interested. You just want to be...
The question is, if someone is going through grieving, they cannot do... Obviously, they retract from people, they won't be social, they won't do all the things you're saying, but apo, it's normal. Because at a corner reason, I say, I lost my dad. So it's understandable. So
the
issue is time frame. How long now should someone stay grieving?
I think for grieving, there's no time frame. We can't put a time that after 2 months, because how you process grief is different from how I will process it, how she will process it. So it's different. I think we shouldn't limit somebody on that. I think what you should do when a person is in that moment of grief, just shower love. Show love, support, and everything. Because that way...
So what if 2 years later, 2 years later you meet me and I'm saying, oh, my dad died. I am so low. 2 years later.
That could be PTSD.
No.
Like, okay, because you're already, like, facing fear of death. Because you've lost your loved one. Ukienda, by the way, at that point, you'll be going somewhere and you get triggered. Like for me right now, it's so hard for me to go to that place, especially if it is a woman, because it's just like, I'm just seeing my mom another time. It's like I'm burying my mom over and over again. So like 2 years, you're still so low losing your dad, then that means you need to be checked.
1 year?
Still you need to be checked.
Six
even
months.
3 months. But I think, you see, you cannot forget that you lost this person.
You cannot say that even after 3 years, I'll still be like, I lost my dad or I lost somebody.
But how are you processing that?
Yeah, now it depends on now. Is it affecting the way I'm... Is it affecting my life? Is it affecting my job? Is it affecting my relationship? Now that is when it comes in. But saying it, grieving, like saying it, even after 5 years, I'll still be feeling sad. I lost my dad 10 years ago, something like
but
that.
But you know, there's someone
but
who
now,
just
if it
gets over
it. If it affects my activities, if it's affecting my life,
yeah.
Now that is when it becomes
affecting your moods too.
Yeah, you summed it up. You're very wise. Hey, manze, because of time, I wish we'd continue for an hour more. But because of time, wengine wetu tunafaa kurudi kwetu. Tuko na familia.
Hey, crying. John. Manifesting. Yeah, we're manifesting.
Sikuna familia.
Bishop anajua.
It is okay to manifest. You know, we are manifesting a wedding in this church.
Okay,
year.
Take back my words.
It is okay to manifest that family. Give it to me. I'm manifesting. You're manifesting.
Okay, I gladly will.
Umesoma, we've read between the lines. Amekupita.
Ameshindwa kusoma.
Aya, we can go on.
Those are called subtle hints.
Okay, naziona. But I appreciate you guys for being here. I really appreciate you guys for being here. You've been fun to talk to. Mkona content. This is a very amazing set. And I hope next time, because we'll be talking about mental health, because it's a wide topic.
Yeah.
We'll be talking about it for a while. So I hope next time, Mkito, you just show up, you have fun again. So to our audience, we really appreciate you guys for always keeping in tune to the Christian Army podcast. Make sure to follow us on Spotify, YouTube, and Facebook,
and
Christian Army TikTok.
Yes.
We are already on TikTok. Guys, we are on TikTok.
Yeah.
Make sure you follow us, Christian Army podcast.
Since we are on TikTok, the next time we can just do a live, you know. Just a live.
Like, we shall definitely think about that. We're going to be doing that in a couple of weeks. Shall be doing all of that.
Yeah.
We'll be going live. We shall be doing videos now, and it's going to be fun. So keep it tuned this and every Thursday, Christian Army podcast.
Yeah, no, I wanted to summarize by saying God is above depression, guys. So
amen.
Usione ni kama uko depressed auta itoka hapo. And then also, kama umekuwa hapo for 2 years or 3 years or how many months, God can restore those years.
Amen.
It doesn't matter. God will restore it. You'll come back. You'll get that job done, that education done. So trust in God, guys.
Miaka
yako iliyokuliwa na nzige, Bwana atarudisha.
Naona sure. Mnataka kuendelea. So I'll have to stop there. I mean, you unataka kutupa verse hapo hivyo.
For mine, I'll repeat what she said. People take it for granted, but it's true. God can't restore the years that you've lost.
Yeah, yeah.
There are people who achieve in 1 year what someone else took 10 years to achieve through God's word and through his help. Mm. So the best thing I just tell anyone who's going through any mental disorder, get a friend you can talk to. Just find someone you can talk to. Mm. Even strangers. The way she said, you remember the person you met by beach?
Yeah.
You know, strangers can help you even more than people who know you.
You know, it is easy to talk to a stranger because you know you're a
Okay, okay, okay. So I will have to wrap it all up there. Thank you for listening to us. Keep it tuned. We love you guys. Peace.
Bye bye, Baraka.